thought G, curling their hand around almost brilliant for comfort. Only one living woman. Chi bowed as low as the ghosts around them as the palanquin went by, wishing with all their might that the late empress would open the drapes and show her face. Would it be the wrinkled woman swathed in thick silks Chi had once glimpsed as a child on Hoxen? Or would it be a far younger woman? The empress of salt and fortune, as she had first come to Un, before the end of the eternal summer, and before the mammoth had trampled the lion. When G straightened, ghosts and road and empress were gone, leaving nothing behind but G's own pounding heart. Did you see that? They asked Almost Brilliant, who had finally stopped shivering. Yes, said the hoopoe, her normally shrill tone subdued. That was worth being terrified that you were going to die in a truly terrible fashion. G laughed, smoothing a finger over Almost Brilliant's crest, and starting the short walk back to their campsite. Come on, we can get a few more hours of sleep before we need to pack up and start walking again. It took another 2 days walk through the birch barrens before they came to the narrow beach of Lake Scarlet at dusk. The lake itself was almost perfectly circular, formed from the death of a falling star. And farther down the beach, G saw the low green-tiled roof of the former empress's compound. To their surprise, there was a lantern lit on the porch built over the water. Don't tell me it's looters already. As they watched, however, an old woman came walking out of the house with a smart step. And when she reached the railing, she stared out over the water and at the indigo sky above, where the stars were stepping forward. G was just wondering what to do when the old woman caught sight of them. Come over. You can see the lake better from here. Almost Brilliant kept her own counsel, so G picked their way along the rocky shore of the beach, coming up the shallow steps to the porch, just as the last salmon light was leaving the sky. The old woman gestured for them to come closer. Come, you're just in time. She indicated that G was meant to help themselves from the small dish of sesame crackers on the railing. But she herself looked distracted, gazing over the black water and holding one cracker in her hand. After a few moments, she turned down the lantern wick until it emitted only a sullen glow. Grandmother, I'm here to... Shush, girl. It's happening. Above was the rapidly darkening sky. All around them was the darkness of the birch barrens, and spread out before them was Lake Scarlet, like a mirror reflecting nothing but night. At first, G thought it was their imagination. Nothing more than a mirage that came after staring at something too hard. But then they realized that it was real. There was a faint glow coming from the water itself, something like the very last gleam of a dying hearth fire. What? Shh, watch, just watch. G held their breath as the soft red glow brightened, sweeping across the lake like the sparks of New Year fireworks. It was brilliant, too hard to look at so very closely, and it flooded the water, enough so they could make out individual trees on the beach, the black silhouette of the night birds on the water, and the seamed face of the woman standing next to them, creased in pleasure. I was hoping it would go tonight. It's still a little cold yet, but it has come even earlier in some years. G stood side by side with the woman, staring out over the pyrotechnic display before them. Just a short while after the red lights came up to their full brightness, they started to dim again. G counted in their head. When they had reached 100, there was only a faint reddish glow to the water. The old woman sighed happily as she turned the lamp back up. Every time, it is like the first, and I've not seen it in...